Indonesia has sent another clear message that it opposes the coalition's policy of turning back boats carrying asylum seekers. Indonesia's ambassador to Australia, Najib Ripat Kasima, says his country would welcome whoever wins the election, but he's made it clear Indonesia won't cooperate with Australia if it wants to return asylum seekers there. He says the boats should be turned back to source countries. He insists the coalition has never discussed its policy with Indonesia, and he doesn't believe boats would in fact be sent back there.
Indonesia is a transit country, and we are also the victim of this situation. So I think it's not possible, you know, for the coalition to say that it has to go to Indonesia, back to Indonesia, because Indonesia is not the origin country of these people. We don't know the situation ahead of us right now, but I think there is no such collaboration will happen, you know, between Indonesia and Australia and bring back the people to Indonesia.
The Indonesian ambassador to Australia, Najib Ripat Kasima. The opposition's foreign affairs spokeswoman, Julie Bishop, spoke to Alexandra Kirk a short time ago.
We have held wide-ranging discussions at the highest level in Jakarta and in Australia. We are in opposition, but should we be elected, I'm confident that we'll be able to work constructively with the government of Indonesia on the issue of people smuggling. I agree with the ambassador's observation that Indonesia is also under pressure from a resurgent people smuggling trade, and this has occurred largely because the Labor government in Australia has weakened the laws to make Australia a target destination.
But have you raised specifically the policy, your policy of turning back the boats to Indonesia?
I'm talking about all aspects of our policies.
And have you raised it with this Indonesian ambassador in Australia?
I'm not going into details of who we've discussed it with in Indonesia or in Australia, other than to confirm that we have had wide-ranging discussions at the highest levels, both in Jakarta and in Australia. We have a very good working relationship with Indonesian officials in Indonesia and in Australia, and I'm confident that we'll be able to work constructively with the government of Indonesia should we be elected to government.
Now, the tenor of this, irrespective of whether it's been discussed or not, is that Indonesia clearly doesn't like the policy. It said so previously, and the ambassador has made it clear again today. So what are your chances, do you think, of convincing Indonesia to change its mind?
It is an inescapable fact that the majority of boats coming to our shores are Indonesian boats with Indonesian crews leaving from Indonesian ports. Those boats can be returned to their home ports. I'm confident that we'll be able to work with the Indonesian government should we get into government. We're in opposition. We can't conclude agreements or negotiate with foreign governments, but I'm confident that we've made our policies clear to the Indonesian government from opposition.
And haven't they made their position clear to you?
I'm hearing what the Indonesian ambassador said in public today in answer to a question, but I am confident that we will be able to work constructively with the Indonesian government should we be elected to government here in Australia.
Well, how do you think you're going to be able to convince the Indonesians to accept something that they have always said that they're not in favour of, they think is wrong, and also think will affect relations between the two countries?
We have worked constructively with Indonesia before when the Howard government was in office, and we intend to do so again should we be returned to office. I've been a party to these discussions at the highest level, wide-ranging discussions, and I remain very confident that a coalition government will be able to work constructively with the Indonesian government should we be elected on the 14th of September.
And in those discussions, has Indonesia ever indicated to you that it accepts the policy and would welcome the boats being turned back to Indonesia?
I am not going to make public confidential discussions that we have from opposition with a foreign government.
Why do you think they are being so categoric in their opposition to it, and yet somehow you think that when you get into power they'll turn around and change their minds?
Well, I can understand that Indonesia does not want to encourage the people smuggling trade, and like the coalition, we are concerned that the people smuggling trade has been reinvigorated because of the changes in law of the Labor government here in Australia. We will reintroduce temporary protection visas, and we will seek to turn back boats where it is safe to do so.
You will seek to turn the boats back. Doesn't mean you will.
We will turn back boats where it is safe to do so.
And the ambassador also says that he doesn't think it'll ever happen, but you believe, obviously, that it will.
I certainly do.
Julie Bishop, the Coalition spokeswoman on foreign affairs, speaking to Alexandra Kirk.